Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. May I please have the email address on the account, please?
I really don't know, but I'll tell you the one I have now. It's WAVEATJEAN 1942@gmail.com.
Okay, and can we get your zip code also, please?
What was that?
Your zip code?
Oh.
Customer? Customer?
Yes, my zip code is 28756. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm hearing a bunch of buttons pressing. Are you hearing that?
I did, and it stopped.
Okay, what was that zip code one more time? Because I couldn't hear it.
Okay, 28756.
28756. Thank you.
Yes.
Your first and last name, please.
Wava Jean Watkins.
Can you verify your address, please, ma'am?
322 Buck Branch Road, Mill Spring, North Carolina, 28756.
Thank you, ma'am. And I'm pulling up your account for us now. You'll take just a second to come up. It's coming, I promise. It's just moving slow. It'll be
okay.
Right up. I'm sorry. I don't know why it does this sometimes. I guess because it has a mind
nice.
Of its own. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I think so. They're nice.
I
definitely
want to drive you. Yes, here we go. We've got it. Okay. Let's see what we got going on here. This, someone ordered a tactical bag, which is a book bag you'd take camping, hiking, take your lunch in for $5.74 for the shipping and handling of the product. But then I do see it also looks like you were charged $67.32. That was a free welcoming gift to the Consumer Gadget Club for $67.32. You would get a $199 gift card each month to purchase a gadget. And then I see someone entered a sweepstakes for a KitchenAid mixer. And when they did, that put you in a drawing. But it was also a free welcoming gift for the Consumer Gadget Club. They tried to put enter you into the sweepstakes, but the charges were declined. But it looks like you have called in and canceled already.
I did, because I didn't have any idea I was going to have to pay $67 a month just to be in this club.
Oh.
So what I'm worried about is right now is I don't have any idea what I've been charged $7.95 for.
Okay, let me go back. The $7.95 was entering a sweepstakes to possibly be in a drawing to win a KitchenAid mixer.
I had to pay that much to be in the drawing?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I'll not enter any more drawings, that's for sure. Okay, can you cancel that? Because
yes,
I didn't
ma'am.
Realize I had to.
It was already canceled, so you're good, ma'am. You won't have any more charges.
So I don't need to pay that.
No, ma'am, it didn't. Well, no, the $7.95 went through. The $56.95 did not.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am, for calling customer service. Have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
Bye.